Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is 1:34 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer with you in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tonight, the Edmonton Oilers and the Arizona Coyotes. In Glendale, Cam Moon and myself will have the call on the Oilers Radio Network, along with Rob Brown, former Kamloops Blazer, as well as Reed Wilkins. And speaking of former Kamloops Blazers, our next guest maybe did his best work in Man Tracker. Okay, that's not true. Y'all wanted him back in the 1995 NHL entry draft, which was held in Edmonton. We welcome back to the show the Chief Hockey Development Officer for the Arizona Coyotes, Shane Doan. Shane, it's Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. How much fun did you have doing that Man Tracker segment?
Oh, that was a riot. We had a blast. My brother loved it, and that was cool. He was adamant that he thought he would tease me all the time that if I was thinking I was a little bit too big for my britches, that if I could get us on Man Tracker, that would be something that would give me some credibility. And I said I'd make one call, and it worked out, and we had a riot doing it, man. It was so much fun.
You know, I worked in the reforestation industry for a number of years while I was in university, and the problem is when I got lost, when I was up there, and that occasionally did happen, nobody really went out of their way to find me.
They'd be like, oh, that's too bad. On we go, right? That's kind of the way it went.
I've talked to Louis DeBrusk about it. I'm like, you know, Louis, you and me should have done that. That would have, unfortunately, I was carrying too much weight to be successful at. What was the hardest part about being, trying to stay away from the Man Tracker? Was it just trying not to lose? And how much did your upbringing in Halkirk and the fact that, you've got that kind of, like, I used to see it actually with the tree planting kids, right? There was a big difference between the lower mainland kids that were city kids and the kids that were farm kids, or even a difference between the farm and acreage kids. There was a little bit just in terms of their technical and mechanical abilities. So how much do you think that helped you, Shane?
Oh, it helps so much. It's crazy when all my friends around like that where I grew up will tease that I wasn't really a farm kid, but I wasn't. I was on the ranch, so it was a little different. But it's amazing on all those little nuances that you pick up where you just have to solve problems because there's no one around to fix anything, so you have to kind of figure it out. You kind of, jimmy it together so that it works well enough that you get by, and you kind of go on from there. And we always laugh and joke about how that's the way we put things together now. It's, if you're around the farm, you just kind of figure out a way to make it work.
Well, you know what? That's a perfect segue for what's going on in Arizona right now, because you guys are trying to fix it, and it's a challenge, and we've got the whole arena thing. You're committed to a long-term rebuild. You got 3 first-rounders, 5 seconds. You got a ton of expiring contracts. Give me the overall assessment from your perspective on what you're seeing with the team, and maybe how much challenge it is for some of those guys that are UFAs that are trying to, continue and extend their careers and those sort of things.
Well, that's probably the part that breaks your heart the most. I went through it here in Arizona where we weren't very good for a few years, and for more than a few, and that's the hardest part. It's on the players, and anyone that's in management or anyone that's trying to say that, rebuilds are tough on so-and-so or whatever, it's the hardest on players, and there's no way around it. That being said, I think we've had some guys that are taking steps and getting to that next level, and we have to have that happen. And I think Bear, our coach, or Andre, our coach, is doing a great job of getting some fundamentals in place that are part of what it is to be a Coyote. There's going to have to be some things that you're going to have to reestablish and get in place that going forward are always part of our identity, and we're getting there. We've had some injuries this year with some key guys that have made the beginning of the season really tough, But I think we're getting a little bit closer to the way that Bear wants us to play. And because of that, you can see some light at the end of the tunnel. But it is going to be difficult, and we're going to have to really grind it out.
Chief Development Officer for the Arizona Coyotes, Shane Doan, joining us in Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. Shane, goaltending. I want to actually talk first about Kirill Vejmelka. You got to find guys wherever you can find them. Not a lot of people knew a lot about him. He was a former Nashville fifth-round pick. And I know he didn't get the wins, and he finally got one the other night. But I actually thought he looked pretty good when he played before you guys picked up Wedgwood. And there's something there with him. And that's a position. I'm old school. Stop the puck. That's the goalie's job. but has he been a little bit of a surprise for you guys this year that you're able to find a guy that maybe you thought might be your farm team goalie in Tucson, but he's been a decent split starter for you?
No, I agree 100%. And he's been a guy that, when he's calm, man, he's a good goalie. He's been that way for us. And the more he plays, it seems that he gets more and more comfortable. I think there was a little bit of a fatigue there where at the beginning he played so many in a row when Hutz got hurt there, and so that was unfortunate. But between the two of them, with Wedgie and him, they're starting to have some success. And we've won three of our last four, and they've been a huge reason in it. We haven't scored enough goals, so we're going to have to figure that part out a little bit. But at the same time, we're getting goaltending in the last couple of games, and it's been nice.
One of the problems with how numbers work is a guy like Jacob Chychrun, who's a really good defenseman, he plays in every situation for you. But when you're struggling to score 5-on-5, he's the guy that gets victimized the most in plus-minus. So last year he had 18 goals, led NHL defenseman in scoring. From your perspective, is the number a little bit misleading, just given some of the challenges you guys have had to put pucks in the net up front?
Well, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you look at our team and you look at our guys, and you expect a few more goals. Him and Clayton Keller would probably think that they probably have more than two goals at this point of the year, and we would too. And so you expect that to kind of balance itself out, and so we look forward to that. And then the plus minus side, unless you're really on the right side of the plus minus side, it's a terrible stat. So everyone thinks it's a terrible stat unless they're plus something high. So it's a terrible stat in the fact that you get punished for being in some difficult situations of empty nets, or if you're a guy that's out there against the top line, it's going to be obviously skewed against you. And then at other times, it's a huge compliment to show you some of the guys that really have success and can really separate themselves with being on the right side of that stat, because that's a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's we have a lot of analytics conversation in Edmonton. Some of the guys that are hired in the league actually were Oilers fans and started pounding on the analytics drum in the late 2000s. And I mean, the Coyotes had John Chayka, and I'm just wondering, I'm sort of a split. Like, see him good, but you also got to reinforce with numbers. Where is the organization at in that regard under Bill Armstrong? Is there still a reliance upon it, a need, but also, you got to have the viewing on the player? How would you assess that from Arizona's perspective?
100%, because you can skew numbers to look whatever you want them to be to fit your argument, in my opinion. And so you have to be able to have a good eye to be able to tell who's effective and who isn't, and who's somebody that you want to kind of keep your eye on and watching their development. And sometimes you have to trust numbers, because you can't see everyone, you can't watch everyone, and you start to see numbers pop up on somebody, and then you have the ability to go watch them and see if those numbers are legit, or if it's a benefit of a situation, or a benefit of another player, or benefit of the coaching style, or whatever it is, and you have to be aware of all of that. So I think that a balanced approach is what we're going for in Arizona, and that's what Bill that's his theory, is it has to be balanced. Because you can take any number. One of my favorite jokes is that anybody that drinks water dies. So you have to, you've got to avoid drinking water. And that's a stat that's proven out over time. And that's not a realistic stat. So we're going to make sure that we kind of try to find the truth behind the numbers and see what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, I never had a problem with drinking water as long as there was scotch in it as a rule of thumb. So Shane, don't join us right now. Shane, what? There's a couple guys up front that have played really well. One of them is Lawson Crouse, a former first rounder of the Florida Panthers. And I've always liked this guy. I think he's a guy that Edmonton could have used. I know you guys aren't trading him, but he's had a pretty good start to the year for you, hasn't he?
He really has, and he's a guy that I think is huge on our team, and he's hard to find. Those guys are hard to find. He's 6'4 and can skate. He's tough. He can shoot the puck. He's a valuable guy for us, and he's someone that we're not going to, we're a pretty big fan of, and we want him to continue to grow and improve and get as much ice time and do what he can and give him an opportunity to really grow. And he's a better person. He's a great
yeah,
person.
Yeah, that's like, there you go. Well, I mean, that's you look at the addition of Hyman for the Oilers, and it's been a similar type of scenario. Baird Hayton had to, help win the World Junior Championship for Canada, suffered the shoulder injury, tough year last year in the minors. How's he look since he's come up, Shane?
He's been good. He's shown another level of strength, which his skating is good, but his strength is really. He's shown another level to it where he gets into battles, wins puck battles, gets a puck to the front of the net. He scored a goal the other night against St. Louis. It just kind of typified what he's kind of working on and what he's improving at, and just won a battle, get to the front of the net, protect the puck, get across. He's always had the shot from the half wall on the power play, and he can shoot the puck well. He's got some deception to his game, but if he's going to be a guy that it's going to be more like along the lines of a Jonathan Toews, where it's not necessarily the big numbers he puts up, but it's the intangibles and everything else that he adds to your team that really separates him from people. And we're looking forward to him taking that next step and hoping he can take that next step because he's a big part of what we like.
I saw Dylan Gunther play Sunday, and suffice to say, Jake Neighbors' return has helped him out. But he's started to play better here over the last five or six games. Obviously, guys are excited for him. He's probably going to be on Team Canada. But there was a guy in the second round that's an interesting story, and you know where I'm going with this. Just a thought on how much of a thrill it was for you to see your son Josh get drafted, and what type of year he's had at Arizona State this year.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing moment for him to get drafted, and the fact that it ended up being the Coyotes was surreal. It didn't seem like realistic, and I'm happy for him, and I know how he's excited to have a chance to play. And this year at ASU, it's been a blast. They've been in their team is 6-6. They probably would like to be 7-5 or 8-5, 8-4, I guess. But they've been good, and he's had some success. They're giving him every opportunity. He's getting to play. He plays a bunch, and he's got a big game tonight against Bemidji. And so I'm torn. I'll watch a little bit of both games tonight. Probably be in person watching his game and watching our game off and on throughout the night. So it's a special thing that I. My wife and I get to watch him in our hometown, and he's loving it. He loves hockey, and he's a good kid, and he's somebody that he enjoys every moment. And as a dad, that's all he wants is for the kids to enjoy the game. And if he's able to go on, that'll be great. And as far as his journey can go, I'm excited to see what it is.
It's funny, Shane. I used to joke with Craig Lupel, who's the father of Joffrey Lupel, that it's great that Joff was able to overcome his genetics and play about 600 games in the NHL. You can't do that with you because you played 1,500 games in the NHL, so you can see where he got it from. Look, I'd be remiss without asking you about Dave Tippett. You played a number of years for Dave. You had one of your most successful playoff runs back in 11-12, ultimately vanquished by Dustin Penner. And I remember another Dustin rankled you guys pretty good, and you got him the next year. But you played for Coach Tippett. We've seen the improvement in Edmonton and their structure and process. Just a thought on that experience that you had with Dave here in the Valley of the Sun.
Oh, well, I just think Tip is such he knows what he wants, and I think that's so important in a coach to be able to dictate and to communicate exactly what he wants, and Tip does that as good as anybody. And it's concise and he gets to the point. And one of the most encouraging things that happened to me was we had played about four or five games into the first year that we had Tip, and we'd had some success, and we went and we lost the game fairly badly. I think we lost in New York, and we were coming out of the game, and the veteran guys, when you have a new coach, you start talking about, you know, what about this and what about that. And the next morning we had a meeting, and Tip called us all in, and he absolutely nailed it. Like, the way that the veterans and the guys that were on the ice were seeing the game, it was exactly the same way that Tip described it and exactly the way that he saw it and what we needed to improve on. And there's this moment where you start to really trust your coach, and when that happens, oh, your team can go a lot further than, you know, people would realize, because you start to buy in. And when you get that buy-in with Tip and his ability to do that and get guys to buy in, it's pretty special, and have a lot of excitement and a lot of success. And for you guys, what you have going on in Edmonton right now, you got a couple guys that help out and are easy to coach. So I'm going to tease Tip about that, but I'm excited for him and Jimmy Playfair and them having success. They're a couple guys that I got to know well.
Shane, much appreciate the time. Enjoy watching your son play tonight at Arizona State.
All right, and hey, I got it. Dylan Gunther stayed at our place, and that kid can shoot a puck. And he stayed with us for 9 or 10 days, and I got to meet his family and stuff. And it's a few times you get to meet someone that's as proud of their home city as he is. It's pretty cool to see, and for him to be coming down here to Arizona, we were pretty excited to get him. So just wanted to say a little shout out to their family. They're a pretty special family.
Well, the Oil Kings are loading up. They've got another trade coming here for a defenseman, I would assume, because they've got two first-round picks in the Bantam draft, which this year, Shane, is in December. So they're in a good spot there. They're in a good spot, and I fully expect next year that Dylan Gunther will be with your team. I don't see him coming back to Edmonton next year. So much appreciate the time, and we'll see you down the road. Okay, Shane?
All right, and the Oil Kings are chasing the Blazers too. So us Blazers, we're going to put up a fight for you guys.
There you have it. Thanks a lot, Shane. The top four teams actually right now in Major Junior Hockey are all in the West: Winnipeg, Kamloops, Edmonton, and Everett at number four. Top four ranked teams across the country in the WHL.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will take a one-minute break and wrap up Oilers Now with this day in Oilers history when we return on Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 14 Edmonton area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean Chicken. 152 in Edmonton. Uncle Milt, he's down in Arizona. But you know what? Cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Did you know that Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin, a 10-time Presence Award winner for customer satisfaction? What does that mean? It means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, making sure advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes, with the exception of GST. If those attributes are important to you, phone our friends Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at BrentRidge.com and at 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. We go into Listing Oilers history for New West Travel, looking for a great Oilers roadie. Fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airlines to watch the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
That was a big one in 1987. The Oilers acquired the second overall pick from 1985 and future 50-goal scorer Craig Simpson, along with Chris Joseph, Dave Hannon, and Mo Mantha from the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for Paul Coffey, Dave Hunter, wow, and Wayne Van Dorp.
That was a big deal. This day in Wayne Van Dorp. Never really panned out as a heavyweight. This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip? Call Fly Nonstop. You can fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airs and see the Oilers. Again, that number, $1,750. Reach out to New West Travel at newwesttravel.com. So tonight, the face-off show begins at 6. The puck drop is not until 8 o'clock. It'll be myself, Rob Brown, and Cam Moon, all joining the host of the face-off show, Reed Wilkins. Jack Michaels, also part of the Oilers Radio Network. The puck drop game takes place at 8 tomorrow. Live show, Kevin Weeks for ESPN for the NHL Network, courtesy of our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication and solar. Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel as well will be guests on our show. Up next, the global news, weather, traffic update with Kevin Robertson, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, then 6:30 Chad Afternoons with Jayla and I. I'll rejoin you after 6 tonight in the Valley of the Sun at Gila River Arena. So long for now, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.